Well, I just praise the Lord for His Word. It's so marvelous. And when I read in Proverbs 12, verse 5, the thoughts of the righteous are just, and then the next verse says, but the mouth of the upright will deliver them. See, we can decide that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and that's what the book of Proverbs says. In other words, don't always blame circumstances or just, you know, it was your bad day, bad hair day, you know, whatever. Don't blame that on just circumstance and on some unknown cause, some unknown force that comes against you. Because it says right here, and you can choose to have righteous thoughts. The thoughts of the righteous are just. If you do that, your words will be righteous. But the mouth of the upright will deliver them. Mm-hmm. In other words, you have almost everything to do with your fate and your circumstances. Speak good things.
Really, I am realizing that more as life goes by, that what I can actually promote goodness in my days through my speech, or I can become negative and all the results of what negatives bring.
Sure. And you know that teaching the Lord gave us some time ago that talks about naming your days? I love the fact that you take in the office and at our house, you write down the names of the days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, folks, I'll tell you, when you get to that day, you will have already decorated that day. You put in the furniture, so to speak, and you've developed the mood for that day by naming it ahead of time.
Yes.
And right here in Proverbs 18:21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. There's the power right there. Mm-hmm. Power for good or power for evil. I want to win.
That's right. Well, here we've been talking about number 7522, and that's a word for favor called ratzon in the Hebrew. And it means God approves. God approves of you, and He wants to bless you. He's affectionate toward you. God is an affectionate Father. He truly is. Some of you have, right now, Father God, in Jesus' name, I lift up my friend who has never seen you as a loving Heavenly Father. And I ask, Lord, that you break that deception that the enemy has put over them. And you bring forth and just pour forth like honey all over them your loves and your loving kindness and your gentleness and your mercy towards them. And they see you now, Father, as an Abba Daddy. They see you as a father who only wants good for his child. And I thank you, Lord, for bringing forth a wonderful, wonderful new revelation for my friend in Jesus' name.
Now, Barbara, what you're praying for there is described in Proverbs 18:14. As you were praying, I looked down at my Bible, and here's what it says. The spirit of a man can endure his sickness. Very true. We are very resilient. We're made that. But a broken spirit, who can bear?
Oh.
And sometimes a child's spirit is broken in early childhood. And in all our life, they're walking with a spiritual limp. They don't have a chance. But I'll tell you, you do have a chance in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to give that. You need to forgive your parents or forgive those that hurt you or assaulted you or molested you or they messed you over big time. You need to forgive them in the name of Jesus. And even forgive God. We teach that because maybe you blame God. Well, you gave me rotten parents. I didn't have a chance. The circumstances I was raised in were just pure bad. And it's just warped my whole life. You don't have to leave it that way, folks. Good news, you can change it.
That's right. In Proverbs 14:9, Darren, it says, fools mock at guilt. They don't admit to it. But among the upright there is favor of God. Now, what does that mean, fools mock at guilt? I'll tell you what, this victim mentality in the United States, well, he did it, she did it, I didn't do it, I didn't have anything to do with it, I'm the victim here, God hates that. He hates the person that is putting the blame on somebody else when he needs to take the guilt of that situation. And he says here, the fools mock. They mock at the fact that they're guilty, and they put it off on somebody else. God hates that. But among the upright, he's not going to get favor. You think you're going to play victim and you're going to be at the advantage? You are not. And Darren, I see some people making the victim mentality their profession.
Yeah, but
they are victims all their life and they will never make it.
But what you're talking about is a denying accountability.
That's true.
See, and I'll tell you, I'm real strong on accountability. I think if you did it, fess up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that's what they say in the Western movie, fess up. Well, that means to confess. And I believe when you say to God, I did it, I'm guilty, I sinned. Boy, I tell you, you're on your right track. You're on the right track because God will reach down and forgive you and set you on the right path.
I believe, Darren, this whole spirit broke forth when the leader of our country did not admit to his wrongdoing, and he put it off on everybody else but himself. And I believe there are spirits and principalities over whole nations. And I believe who is ruling at the time, or who is the authority at the time, brings different spirits over different countries. And I believe that happened in the 90s with the Democratic administration, when he didn't admit to his wrongdoing, to perjury, actual perjury. And I believe that spirit just poured out on this nation. And there is so much of that now. Well, I didn't do that. Well, me? Not me.
When you read through the Old Testament, though, it says, and the king did evil in the sight of the Lord, and he caused the nation to sin.
Yes.
He caused the nation to compromise.
Yes.
Because they looked at the leadership, and that spirit went right down through the people. And then the people sinned, and pretty soon God got so angry, he judged them and took them clear into captivity.
Mm.
He said, I'm going to take you clear out of your land. Everything you hold dear and true is going to be destroyed. And they were taken in chains naked.
Yes.
To that foreign country, right?
Yes, that's right. It also, in Proverbs, a wise king makes the people rejoice. So we know, a godly king or a wise king, it turns around even the atmosphere, the very atmosphere of the country. Now, Proverbs 14:35 says, the king's favor is toward a servant who acts wisely. And that kind of has connotations about what God thinks of you. If you act wisely, he is going to be turning in your direction favor. If you don't act wisely, praise God, we have an advocate, Jesus. We can confess our sins. And that is so wonderful. You can say, Father God, I did wrong. Boy, did I mess up. Please forgive me. I confess my sin to you. He will forgive you, and you can turn around and now begin to read the Word of God every day, to read Proverbs every day, and understand what God desires for you.
Well, I was reading just this morning in 2 Kings chapter 23, and go to verse 5. And here this godly king, when Josiah was putting away all kinds of things that the previous administration brought in, they were worshiping the Baals and the Asherah and the host of heaven, and they were burning incense to the constellations and so on. And he said, but those who burned incense to Baal and to the sun and to the moon and to the constellations, to all the host of heaven, he was doing away with them. Then at one point, they had horses that had been given to the god of the sun. And he had them destroyed.
Yes, they had been dedicated.
Because they belonged, by the act of people,
yes,
they belonged to the god of the sun and the constellations. This just really touched me this morning when God was saying to me, no idols. Mm-hmm. There are no idols. You've got to teach this. I don't want my people in any kind of idolatry. And it even says, don't throw a kiss to the moon. And all kinds of popular songs, I throw a kiss to the stars, I'm just so romantic and all this kind of business. Well, we had some of those when I was in college, And, one, for example, is Three Coins in the Fountain, a very old song, but it was extremely popular when I was in college. So you were supposed to kiss the coin, throw it in the fountain, make a wish. And the fountain was supposed to bless the coin that it chose to bless. That's just purely demonic. We didn't even know that. But we've got, don't sit over there and act so proud now.
Well, that was before my time.
Well, I know that, but all this Bible stuff here was before your time, too.
Yeah, it was. And God is, really, you're right. So much of the behavior that happened in the Bible, we can see it today.
It's today.
Now, I did just put Proverbs 18:22 in there, just for you, Darren. He who finds a wife finds a good thing
obtains
favor from the
it.
Lord. And I just wanted to tell you that.
I saw that. I like the verse before that.
You found favor in the Lord when you chose a good wife.
I see. Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Oh, no. And the last one for this word, ratzon, which means God is affectionate toward, he enjoys you, is from Isaiah 60, verse 10. And this is such an important verse. In my favor, I have had compassion on you. Now, this is God speaking to you. In my favor, God is not only surrounded with favor because he's Almighty God, but he wants you surrounded with favor. He's had compassion on you. And your gates will be open continually, and men will bring to you the wealth of the nations. Oh, Darren, that sounds so wonderful.
I do need to tell our friends that are listening to this message today that when you get behind at home, then you start quoting scriptures like A man who finds a wife finds a good thing. You try to throw that up in my face. You try to overwhelm me with scripture, don't you?